Easy peasy practice and mastery of art. Applying your reference image directly to your canvas will help you create a perfect replica of your reference image. Becoming a powerful hyperrealist is the first step in mastering art. And it doubles as proof that we are all very capable artists. The second step is just as welcoming and lovely. Once you have completed your hyperrealist work, you now have a plateau or a launch pad that you are intricately familiar with. The hyperrealist creation doubles as a powerful study of your model or subject. The eye you painted is understood by our brain as a bundle of shadows. This is good, but we can do better. Not everyone's interested in that, but the possibility is always here. After you finish your hyper-realistic work, you search for how to draw an eye. Now, all those questionable lessons become more useful. They're no longer in the context of here, try freehand. Now, they are in your context, in the context of introducing more information to your bundles of shadows, replacing them with more stylized versions. And what a wonderful incentive to provide your customer with a painting that is much more detailed than the photo. At this point, you can search for tutorials about the lips, the nose, the cheeks, all the features, even hands and the pose. In short, your hyper-realistic painting will guide you as to where to position everything, very cool, and all the feature-specific tutorials will help you slowly master art in a very pleasant and interesting way. And yeah, the eye drawing tutorials will take you away from hyperrealism. They may look realistic in the end, but they are actually taking you towards more stylized art. This is a beautiful adventure, as you will slowly learn to leave out bundles of shadows that just aren't important. What you may not have realized yet is that painting a face, just even one face, is pretty much memorizing it rather perfectly. So almost immediately, you will be able to paint random faces based on your previous works. That's how you master art. As you keep practicing, you will take shortcuts or abstract things to make them even more captivating and interesting. This type of simplification is a form of stylization. And as you move towards full body paintings, you will start remembering poses as well. Finally, your memory of facial features and body poses will allow you to sketch entire scenes. Nobody can predict what happens beyond this point. Here, your works become as unique as you are.